让我仍然那个有生命气息，能够给弟兄姊妹一起的来敬拜主。
I thank and praise the Lord that I can have breath again to stand here to share the message.
我从前常常听见许多年轻的弟兄领会的时候，常常讲到感谢主给我们的生命气息。
And sometimes I heard the younger people who was leading the service saying that we thank the Lord because He gave us life and breath.
以前我觉得这一句话不是对我好像很宝贵。
Before I didn't think that this phrase was very precious.
但是今天早上我站在这里，深深地觉得，实在生命气息实在是宝贵。
But today when I stand here, I felt that the life and breath is very precious.
我也谢谢弟兄姊妹不断地为我祷告。
And I also thank brother and sister who have been praying for me.
我想虽然经过许多的惊险，仍然的平安地回到弟兄姊妹的中间。
And even though I went through a lot of difficulties, I still came back here and stand before you.
我想我仍然需要弟兄姊妹同心合意地为我的身体，为我的灵命祷告。
I still ask brothers and sisters to pray with a united heart for my health and also for my spiritual life.
我病后看到那个阿拉法，送到法国去。
And after I was sick, I saw that Arafat was sent to France.
我忽然就想到我的病情很像阿拉法。
And I thought my symptom is like of Arafat.
结果过了几天他不在了。
And after a few days, he passed away.
但是我更多的感谢神，实在是神留我的性命。
And I thank God that he gave me life.
今天早上在主日学的时候，七弟兄坐在我的旁边。
And this morning in Sunday school, Brother Chi was sitting beside me.
七弟兄说昨天那个更新那个 baby shower.
And Brother Chi was saying that the baby shower of 更新 last night.
所以他就跟他的公公婆婆谈到我的病情。
And he was talking to their parents about my sickness.
他传给我的话，我更紧张。
And then after he told me about it, I was more nervous.
我就想到我们有主可靠。
But I thought about that our God is reliable.
我们仍然要数算主的恩典。
We need to continue to count His blessings.
我们仍然要常常的称颂主的恩典，主的名。
And to praise Him all the time.
是前个主日高弟兄说要我做见证。
And last Sunday, Brother Carl wants to want me to share the testimony.
我就想到我的见证不是挺有价值的。
And I think my testimony is not of value.
但是我想还是用主的话，我们一起的来勉励，来分享。
But rather, I will use the word of God to encourage one another.
所以在虽然在圣诞节的时候，我就挑了诗篇103篇。
Especially during this Christmas time, I have picked this Psalm 103.
我们一同的来称颂主的名。
So we can bless the name of the Lord together.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给他。
And give him all the glory.
若是神许可，下个主日我可能讲圣诞节的信息。
And if God is willing, next week maybe I'll speak on the Christmas story.
先让我们再看几节的圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible and read a few verses.
诗篇一百十八篇。
Psalm 118.
我们从第六节读到第九节。
We'll read from verse 6 to verse 9.
诗篇一百十八篇第六节。
Psalm 118 verse 6.
有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人人把我怎么样呢？在那帮助我的人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。投靠耶和华，强势依赖人；投靠耶和华， 强势依赖王子。
The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can men do to me? The Lord is with me, he is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
我们再看十七节、十八节。
We will read also verse 17 and 18.
十七节，我必不致使人要存活，并要传扬耶和华的作为。
Verse 17, I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done.
耶和华是远远的惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。
The Lord had chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
我们再读十九节、二十节。
And then verse 19 and 20.
给我敞开一门，我要进去称谢耶和华。
Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord.
这是耶和华的门，义人要进去。
This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter.
我要称谢你，因为你已经应允我，又成了我的拯救。
I will give you thanks for you answer me. You have become my salvation.
我们再翻回来诗篇一百零三篇，我们就读头五节。
Now let's turn back to Psalm 103. We'll read the first five verses.
我想我讲话还是 不方便啊，你们忍耐着听。
And it's not convenient for me to speak, and hope you will be patient with me.
诗篇一百零三篇第一节。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Psalm 103 verse 1. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他一切恩惠。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
他赦免你一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases?
他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and righteousness?
他愿美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你乳婴乏老还童。
Who satisfied your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
我记得前几年我略略的讲这几节圣经。
I remember a few years back I speak on these verses very much.
但是我觉得今天要重新的再讲。
But I feel like today I need to repeat this again.
但是我不是要今天要解释这几句话。
But I'm not here to explain these few verses.
我就愿意讲一点这首诗歌的背景。
I want to speak to you about the background of this psalm.
让我们能够一起的来思想这一篇的诗篇。
So we can meditate on this psalm.
我想这一篇的诗篇实在是一个非常完整的赞美的诗歌。
I think this psalm is a very complete praising psalm.
这是大卫晚年的诗歌。
And it was written by David in his latter age.
大卫在他一生当中写很多的诗歌。
And David had wrote so many psalms.
我想几乎诗篇三分之一以上是大卫所写的诗歌。
More than a third of the psalms were written by David.
虽然有很多的诗歌没有注明说是大卫的诗歌。
And some of the psalm was not, it did not say that David wrote it.
但是以后可能是以斯拉把它再编起来，也是有大卫写诗歌内容的意义。
The later on, maybe Ezra had put the psalm together, but you can tell that it seems like it's written by David.
那好像诗篇第二十三篇可以说是大卫 童年时候的诗歌。
Psalm 23 maybe was written in the early age of David.
以后他壮年的时候，可以说成功的时候，他就写了诗篇第五十一篇。
Later on, when he was strong, when he was successful, he wrote Psalm 51.
有好多的诗篇，同时他所写的。
And many other psalms that he wrote at the same time.
像诗篇第三十二篇，诗篇第三十八篇。
Like Psalm 32 and Psalm 38.
当他患了奸淫堕落以后，他悔改到神的面前。
After he committed adultery, he repented and come back to the Lord.
他就在神的面前求神来赦免他，来接近他。
He came to God and asked God to forgive him.
让他重新有正直的灵。
That he can have the right spirit again.
在晚年的时候，可以说是使夕阳无限好的时候。
In his latter years and when the time was very good,
我想他是更多的倚靠主。
I think he relied on God even more.
他更多的祷告主。
And he prayed to God more.
他有更多的感恩，有更多的赞美。
There's a lot more thanks and praising.
所以这一篇的诗篇可以说是他年老的时候所写的。
So this psalm was written when he was old.
也是诗篇第七十篇，也是他年老的时候所写的。
Similarly, Psalm 70 was written when he was old.
有很多的读经的人，他就觉得诗篇七十篇跟诗篇七十一篇是连在一起。
A lot of people think that the Psalm 70 and 71 should be connected together.
他在晚年的时候非常迫切的求神来搭救他。
In his old age, he prayed earnestly for God to save him.
在晚年的时候，他更多的需要神。
And he needed God even more when he was old.
当他力量衰弱的时候，他自己觉得他自己没有办法的时候，他更多的来恳求主要给他的力量，不要丢弃他。
When he has no other way out, then he even asked God even more that God would not forsake him.
所以在诗篇七十一篇，他就祷告说：“神啊，当我年老、力量衰微的时候，你不要离弃我。”
So in Psalm 71, he prayed that when I was old, please don't forsake me.
等我把你的能力教导下一代。
So that you can pass the power on to the next generation.
虽然他年老的晚年的时候，他仍然就想到他需要为着新的一代把主的恩典、主的能力传扬给他们。
So when he was old, he remembered that he need to pass on the power that God given him to the next generation.
所以在这一篇诗篇里面，我们可以看到是个老年人的感叹。
So we can see that this is a sign of an old person.
也可以说是老年人的祷告。
And also a prayer of an old person.
也可以说是老年人的晚年的时候他所得的启示。
And also a revelation that he got when he was old.
他更是在晚年的时候能够告诉他的百姓说，我们应当要常常的称赞我们的主的名。
And in his old age, he told his people that even more we need to praise our Lord's name.
第二个，我们看到这一篇诗篇乃是一个述算神恩典的诗篇。
And secondly, we can see that this psalm is a psalm that will count the blessing of God.
可以说那个大卫常常述算神的恩典。
And then David will count the blessing of God.
他怕自己忘记神给他的恩典。
He's afraid that he will forget the blessing of God.
所以他自己就提醒他自己。
So he reminds himself.
他说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
He say, praise the Lord, O my soul.
凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
All my inmost being, praise his holy name.
第二节说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
And second verse said, praise the Lord, O my soul.
不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
And forget not all his benefits.
下面第三节、第四节、第五节。
And then verse 3 to verse 4 and verse 5.
他又述说 神的恩典是何等的大。
And he talked about how great the blessing of God is.
实在我们主的恩典我们没有办法来述说。
Really, we cannot count the blessing of God.
在我们的属灵的生活和生命的里面, 每一天都有神新的恩典。
And in our spiritual life, every day we will have the blessing from God.
我们怎么样可以述算主的恩典呢?
How can we count the blessing of God?
大卫就借把它总结起来, 有六件的事情。
And David concluded that he has six things here.
我们要常常的述算神给我们这样的丰富的恩典。
That he can count the blessing on.
我们若是在属灵的意义上用灵力来解释的时候，这个六样也可以说是世界上的数目。
And spiritually, we can say that these six things is a number of the world.
我们可以说在这世界上我们所需要的这恩典。
And we can say that in this world, we need these blessings.
这六样的恩典我们要常常的思念。
And we need to remember these six blessings.
我们要常常的述算。
And to count them.
刚刚我们所唱的那一首诗歌要数主的恩典。
And earlier we sang the song that we need to count the blessing of God.
有时候我们好像是灰心失望。
Sometimes it seems like we are discouraged.
有时候我们面临着死亡。
And then we face death.
有时候我们觉得世界都是黑暗的。
We feel like the darkness filled this world.
但是若是我们述算神的恩典。
But if we count the blessing of God.
我们就要再一次的能够赞美我们的神。
And we can once again praise our Lord.
再一次我们重新能够得着了神的力量。
Once again we be renewed in our strength.
让我们行走前面的道路。
So we can continue to walk forward.
我想我这多年来有两个负担。
And I have two burdens in many of my years.
第一个负担我常常从童年的时候学一首诗歌唱着诗歌。
And I remember when I was young, I learned this one song.
诗歌这样说, 主既赐恩光照亮我中心我心中。
And since God had shined the lights onto my heart,
我也应当发光照我自家人。
And I also need to shine among my family.
因知罪恶痛苦我用发光。
Because I know the pain of sin and I want to shine.
我愿意把这光照在我的家乡。
And I want to shine this light onto my villages.
我生在福建一个外岛的上面。
I was grew up in an island in Fujian.
我常常就回忆到童年的时候神给我的恩典。
I remember the blessings that God gave me when I was young.
所以我常常有这样的负担，希望有一天。 能够回到自己的本乡本土，在哪一个地方能够跟众圣徒一起的来传神的福音。
So I have this burden that I want to one day go back to my hometown and then share the gospel with my people.
但是这一个愿望始终神并没有为我开路。
But then God had not opened up the way for me for this burden.
这一次我就想到回去能够最少住在家乡一个月。
And this time I want to go back and stay in my hometown for a month.
我就希望能够多一点时间给他们有一点的分享交通。
I want to spend more time and to share with them.
以往我都是4天5天。
In the past I stayed just 4 or 5 days.
没有想到这一次回去也只有4天。
And I have not thought about that this time I went back only 4 or 5 days also.
但是感谢神回到家乡的时候。
But I thank God once I went back to my hometown.
我的弟媳妇就告诉我说,
and then my sister-in-law told me,
她说我的母亲的那个家乡的教会,
talk about the church of my mother,
明年2月14号要庆祝160年的纪念,
they will have 160 years anniversary in next February 14.
其实她讲错了,
and actually she was wrong.
以后大家就告诉我说是130年。
And later on they told me it's 130 years.
弟兄姊妹和那边的传道人就希望我明年能够回去参加他们的这个134年的庆典。
And brothers and sisters, they want me to go back the next year to celebrate this event.
这一个教会乃是平潭县最早的一个礼拜堂。
And this is one of the earliest church in Pingtang.
所以叫做开元堂.
And it's called 开元, 堂.
没有想到我回去的第二天, 就遇见另外一个教会, 是举行100周年的纪念.
And I didn't realize that when I went back, this other church, they were celebrating 100 years anniversary. And this brother was starting to send me back to the church of my mother. They had built a bigger church there. Usually they have 700 people meeting
there.
When they crowded together, they can seat about 1,000
people.
And quickly we shared with them that this other church had about 100 years.
我想大概有3000人聚在一起。
And about 3,000 people there.
以前我听说这个教会是很兴旺的。
And I heard about this church is very revived.
但是有一位老姊妹是100岁。
But then there's this one sister, she's 100 years old.
这个老姊妹是上去要做一点见证。
And this older sister want to go up there and share testimony.
那个传道弟兄坐在我的旁边，他就说，他站在上面就够了。
And this minister told me that only she will stand up there, that's enough.
但是这位老姊妹一直在上面述说以前神的恩典。
But this old sister will continue to speak of the blessing of God.
她就说从我母亲的哪一个教会有一个传道人到她家乡去传道。
He said the church of my mother that one of the ministers went there and then to preach the
gospel. 有一个道教的道士去了耶稣。
And one of these Taoism belief in Christ.
他就回去以后就到每一个地方传福音。
And then after he went back and then he started sharing the gospel.
他一直在纪念在童年的时候看见的。
And then she remembered all these things that happened when she was
young. 虽然他年纪很大,
even though she was very old.
他100岁仍然站在哪一个地方。
And she's still standing there for 100 years old. And continued to count the blessing of God.
哎呀，我自己觉得惭愧。
And I felt that I was such shame.
我们相差25岁。
And we have 25 years of difference.
但是我站在上面可能战战兢兢的。
And if I stand there, I will be afraid.
但是结尾的老姊妹她仍然的能够说出神的那恩典。
But this old sister can speak of the blessing of God.
我在这里就是意思说，大卫是一个述说神恩典的人。
This is what I'm talking about, that David is a person who will count the blessings of God.
这一首的诗歌也是常常的要述说神的恩典。
And this psalm is always speaking of the blessings of God.
有时候我们觉得，晚年的以后没有事干了。
And sometimes we think when we get old, we have nothing to do.
我记得有一个 教授写一本书,
I remember a professor who wrote a book.
我年轻读的时候, 他就说, 做传道人有个好处,
and when I read it when I was young, then he said the preacher had one benefit.
当他年老的时候, 回到自己的家乡, 他坐在那个摇椅的上面,
and when he was old, then he went back to his hometown and sat on the rocking chair.
他可以常常地回忆到以前 他为主所做的工作,
and he can remember all the work that he had done for the Lord.
我自己也常常的渴慕有一天也能够坐在摇椅的上面摇摇回忆到童年的事情回忆到年轻的时候回忆到为主所做的工作。
I also have a desire one day that I'll sit on the rocking chair to remember all the things of my youth and all the things I have worked for the Lord.
但是我还没有享受到。
But I have not enjoyed that yet.
但是有一件事情叫我常常的想起,
but one thing,
我一生当中神给我的恩典,
one thing that reminds me of the blessing of in my whole life.
所以我今天就用这一篇的诗篇的述说神的恩典。
So I want to use this psalm today to count the blessing of Lord.
第三个这篇诗篇来是一个 称赞的诗篇,
and this psalm is the psalm of praising.
这一篇诗篇是一个非常特别的,
it's very special.
我们若是仔细去看的时候, 它很有讲究的。
If we read in detail, it's really nicely written.
也可以说这一篇诗篇是一个最完美的 一个谦颂赞美神的
And you can also say this psalm is a complete praising song.
这个赞美乃是从大卫的心中发出来的
And the praising comes from the heart of David.
从内心, 显明到外面,
from the inmost being and then to the outside.
也可以说从个人, 到了整体的一个群众,
from the individual and then to the whole congregation.
不单那个是整个的国家, 整个的群体, 并且到了全宇宙,
Not only the whole country, the everyone, and then into the universe.
所以他开始的是，他以后就到从个人的心里，以后就到了整个以色列民族。
So first from his heart, and then onto the people of Israel.
以后他就要说，耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄同广万有。
And then later on he said that God will set the throne in heaven and earth. And then he will rule the earth. And then later on he will praise together with the angels. Not only the heavenly hosts and the angels. All those that were created will come and praise the Lord. So this is the whole universe.
我们的赞美, 我们的圣赞不但是个人的,
and praising and thanks is not just individual.
我们有时候觉得, 哎呀,
and sometimes we think that we are really nothing.
我常常有时候觉得在弟兄姊妹当中哪一个一起唱诗的时候, 哪一个灵圣灵运行在我们当中的时候，觉得心中是何等的喜乐，何等的安息。
And sometimes when I sing together with the congregation, I feel that my spirit is so joyful and so restful.
我虽然只有4天在自己的家乡，
Even though I only have 4 days in my hometown.
我们看了几个教会，
We have saw several churches.
所以礼拜天我就到了。 以前我曾经去的教会,
so on Sunday I went back to the church I'd been to before.
这个教会可以坐了2700人,
and this church I hold 2,700 people.
当我走进去的时候, 就没有办法, 就觉得圣灵运行在他们的当中。
When I went inside, then I just feel the Holy Spirit was with them.
我就不断地心里 就好像要大哭一场那个,
it seems like my heart wants to just cry out.
这里做感动的工作,
and the Holy Spirit moved.
但是我想我也不让弟兄姊妹觉得这个美国回来疯子,
so I don't want people to feel that this American came back as a crazy person.
所以我压制我自己的那个情感,
so I hold down my emotion.
我就勉强地到前面去做,
and I went forced myself to sit in the front. We see the work of God. When the work of the Holy Spirit work among us. When we come together and worship the Lord. And Mrs. Fang always told me that those villagers people, when they sing, they have a special tune.
好像不是很好听,
seems like it's not very sound, doesn't sound
very good. 但是现在他们唱得非常好,
but now they sing very good.
我在这里顺便做一个见证,
and I want to give you a short testimony here.
我没有想到这次回去大家都非常的殷勤的接待我们,
and when I went back this time, people welcomed us with good hospitality.
我们本来就考虑到回到福州的机场，从上海到福州机场, 我们也不 也没有去过,
and we never been to from Shanghai to Fuzhou the airport there.
所以我知道那个曹弟兄是长洛人,
so I know that Brother Chao was from Changluo.
他的家乡是在机场的旁边,
and his hometown is just next to the airport.
所以我请他帮忙说有没有他家乡的人到机场去接我,
so I asked if there's somebody he knew from the hometown that can go pick me up.
但是我们意想不到的, 当我们到机场的时候，我们家里的人开个大车来接我们。
But I have not thought about when we went back to the hometown, the family people, people from the family had a big van to take us.
另外一个我的外甥就开小车，那个小汽车来接我们。
And then one of my nephew came with a car to pick us up.
我们回到家里的时候，他们已经都安排好晚上每一个家都要请客。
And then they, when we went back there, they already arranged that every night there will be dinner.
我们就给他们商量说，让一个晚上我们请客。
I asked them, can we have one night that we will treat you out?
我们没有想到在吃饭的时候，他们以后说大家有什么话要讲。
And then I have not thought about when we were eating dinner, they will ask who have anything to say.
我的弟弟比较很冲动，就讲很多的话。
My brother is kind of emotional, and he spoke a lot.
结果有很多的这个侄儿侄女的一辈，他们就每一个人都要唱诗唱歌。
And then a lot of nephew and nieces, and they want to just sing some song.
我们哪一个晚上就成了一个音乐会。
And that night becomes like a musical meeting.
哎，都是唱赞美诗。
And all praising song.
那个餐馆的人都围着来听。
And the people from the restaurant just come around.
我们在哪一个地方好像是一个福音聚会。
And seems like we have a gospel meeting that night.
我在这里就是说到，我们若是赞美神，我们是何等的喜乐。
And I'm saying that if we praise God, that we'll be so joyful.
神自己圣灵运行在他们的当中。
And God's Spirit will move among them.
我的弟弟非常的硬心。
And my brother is very hard-hearted.
他原来不相信主。
And before he doesn't believe in the Lord.
他并且也常常的反对。
And then he rejected it.
这一次陪我走了两天。
And this time he was with me for 2 days.
以后我们到了上海，他就打电话来说：“哥哥，二哥啊，我现在都去做礼拜。”
And then when I went back to Shanghai, he called me and said, "Brother, I am going to the church now."
第二次又打电话来说，他说：“我现在已经是一个新造的人。”
And next time he called me, "I'm a new being now."
感谢神，我们的祷告神是垂听的。
Thank the Lord that He listened to our prayer.
虽然我自己没有办法再回去家乡去传福音。
Even though I don't have the opportunity to go back to my village to share
the gospel. 我自己一个美好的愿望没有办法成就。
This wish was not fulfilled.
到礼拜六的时候，他们又要请客。
So on Saturday they want to treat us out for dinner.
我一个侄女在福州大学里教书。
I have a niece from Fuzhou and teaching in the university.
哪天晚上她父亲请我们。
And that night, her father,
所以她就回来。
So she came back.
她回来的时候一见到我就一直的拉着我。
So when she saw me, she just held on to me.
她就告诉我，我到一个教会，非常有生命的教会。
She told me that I'm going to a church filled with life.
这一个教会从开始还没有开放的时候就开始有聚会。
And this church have a meeting already before they let people
do so. 那是在福州很有名的教会，城内。
It's a very famous church in Fuzhou.
他们平常有聚会是四五千人。
And normally they will have 4,000-5,000 people to.
以前他们告诉我说，他祷告会一千人。
They told me before that, even in the prayer meeting, there's about 1,000 people.
神不得不祝福他的工作。
God has to bless his work.
他就告诉我他在哪一个地方聚会。
So she told me that she was meeting in this church.
他说，叔叔啊，为什么你不回来传道？
And she said, Uncle, how come you don't come back to share the gospel?
我说中国的情况跟不一样，跟美国不一样。
I said the situation in China is different than America.
我们不能够自由的回到国内传道。
We cannot freely come back to China and preach.
他给我说一句话说你也可以回来给家里的人传道。
So she told me that you can come home and just share the gospel with the family.
感谢神，我们大概有五六十个人聚在一起。
And thank God we have about 50-60 people gathering.
我们在算算呢，就是我的兄弟姊妹给侄儿的辈，我们一共有130人。
I just counting that with brothers and sisters and then nieces and nephews, we have about 130 people.
我们好像似乎在逼迫的时候，我们都好像灭亡了。
It seems like we are being destroyed under the persecution.
但是神仍然的恩待我们。
But God had grace upon us.
不但叫我们的每一个那个我们的亲属们都能够过着一个很好的生活。
Not only my relative live a pretty good life.
并且他们真正的能够认识主耶稣做他们的救主。
But they can even receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
这是何等的恩典。
And what a grace that is.
我们可以常常来赞美他。
That we can come and praise him.
来称颂他。
To praise our Lord.
不单是个人家庭里面来赞美神。
And not only just in our family.
但是我们整个的乡村整个的省份整个的国家也能够一起赞美神。
But maybe the whole village, the whole province, and the whole country can come and praise the Lord.
但愿神祝福中国。
May God bless China.
我们看到福音仍然的普及的传扬。
We saw that the gospel continued to spread.
我前几年最早年回去的时候，这个教会是2700人。
The first time I went back there, this church had about 2,700 people.
五年以前回去的时候，他觉得这个地方不够坐了。
So about 5 years ago, I went back, they don't have enough seating.
他们就盖了一个教会坐4000人。
So they built a church that will hold 4,000 people.
这是在一个县城里面，很小的县城的里面，第二个礼拜堂。
And this is in a small city, it's the second church they have.
这一次回去的时候，他们已经盖了7层楼，第七层就是第三个聚会。
And this time I went back, they built a 7-story and the top story is for the third meeting.
他们现在已经买好很大的地皮。
And they have purchased a big piece of land.
他们预备盖一个礼拜堂。
They prepared to build another church.
我想总是要到5000到8000。
Maybe from 5,000 to 8,000 people.
神自己的做工。
And God had his work there.
在每一个地方。
In different places.
叫我们不得不匍匐在神的面前。
So that we will bow down before him.
我们只有把一切的荣耀归给神。
May we give him all the glory.
我们要常常的赞美神。
To praise him always.
神自己兴起他自己的工作。
So he will raise up his work.
第四个在这一首的诗歌里面来是一个预言的诗歌。
And fourthly, this psalm is a psalm of prophecy.
大卫不单是述算主的恩典。
Not only David was counting the blessing of God.
大卫不单是要常常的赞美称颂我们神的名。
Not only he will praise and bless the name of the Lord.
大卫在这一篇的诗篇的里面也是预言。
And David also prophesied in this psalm.
预言到有位弥赛亚要来临。
To prophesy the Messiah will come.
我想虽然今天我不是在讲那个圣诞节的信息。
Even though I'm not talking about a Christmas message.
但是这一篇诗篇的确是预言到有一位弥赛亚要来临。
But this psalm really is prophesizing a Messiah will come.
谁能够赦免我们一切的罪？
Who can forgive our transgressions?
谁能够医治我们的疾病?
Who can heal our diseases?
谁能够救赎我们的命免了死亡?
Who can redeem us our life from the pit?
谁能够以仁爱和慈悲做我们的冠冕?
Who can crown us with love and compassion?
谁愿美物使我们所愿都已知足?
Who can satisfy our desire with
good things? 谁能够叫我们如鹰返老还童?
Who can cause us to be renewed like the
eagle? 诞生在马槽的耶稣。
Only this Lord Jesus who was born in the manger.
他来到地上来是成了我们的救赎。
He came to this earth to become our redemption.
也成了我们的医治。
And become our healing.
这是一首预言的诗歌。
This is a psalm of prophecy.
预言这位弥赛亚要来临。
To prophesy this Messiah will be coming.
以后他就预言到说出来神的那个本质。
And later on, he prophesied about the attribute of our Lord.
在纲要的里面，我就用神的书信。
In the outline, I have used the word the.
我想我不能够很仔细的讲。
I cannot go into details on
that. 但是我留下纲要给弟兄姊妹。
But I give you the outline.
希望弟兄姊妹能够回去再读。
So brothers and sisters can go back and read them.
这里也有其他的圣经节。
There are other verses in here.
但愿这一首的诗歌能够成了我们的帮助。
May this psalm becomes our help.
成了我们的力量。
Becomes our strength.
也成了我们的启示。
And becomes our revelation.
也真正让我们知道说，我们所相信的耶稣，他是神所差来的
so that we can believe that the Lord Jesus who is sent by God is the prophet.
所以这里就说到启示出来说神是公义的。
So it reveals that God is righteous.
神是慈爱的。
God has had compassion.
神是怜悯的。
And he had love.
神也是真实的。
And he is real.
以后他特别的就讲到一件事情。
And later on he talked about one thing.
写一个宇宙要变成了神的国度。
And this universe will become a kingdom of God.
世上的国度要成为我主我王的国度。
The kingdom of the earth will become the kingdom of our Lord.
他要掌权,
he will reign.
他要不但是统治这个世界,
not only he will rule this world.
他也要统治天上地下地底下的,
he will rule what's in heaven, in earth, and underneath the earth.
一切都归于,
all things will belong to him.
在这里有一句话, 就19节,
there's a verse here in verse 19.
他说耶和华在天上立定宝座,
that the Lord has established his throne in heaven. And his kingdom rules over all.
他要做王,
he will be king.
他要建立他的国度,
he will create his kingdom.
我们若是与他一同受苦,
if we suffer together with him,
我们也必一定与他同享荣耀。
And we will share the glory with him.
我们若是能够忍耐, 我们也必与他一同作王。
If we can endure, then we will also be king with him.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
在这里我分成三段。
Here I want to share three things.
好像第一节到第五节, 这里是要称颂主的恩惠。
And from verse 1 to verse 5, we are to bless the blessing of God.
我就想到用保罗的话语。
I want to use the word of Paul.
保罗在哥林多前书第13章,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 13,
最后一节说, 如今残存的有信、有望、有爱。
And he said, what's left? There is faith, there's hope, and there's love.
这三样最大的是爱。
The greatest of these is love.
所以第一段的里面我就用信心来代表。
So on the first session, I will use faith to represent it.
最许多的神的恩惠是用我们的信心来接受。
So many of the blessings, we use our faith to receive them.
第二个就是第七节到第六节到第十八节。
The second one is from verse 6 to verse 18.
这里说称颂主的属性。
And this is praising about the attribute of God.
主是公义的。
God is righteous.
主是慈爱的。
Our Lord is love.
只是怜悯人的。
Our Lord is have compassion.
主是真实的。
And our Lord is real.
我就用爱来代表。
And I will use love to represent this.
我们怎么样可以了解神?
How can we understand God?
我们可以体验神的属性。
How can we experience His attribute?
这来是在神的爱中来体验。
And in love that we can experience.
我们用我们的爱主的心来体验,
to use our love for God to experience.
让他的爱充满在我们的里面,
so that His love can fill us.
也让我们的爱能够接到神的爱的里面,
so our love can be connected to His love.
神是可以体验的。
You can experience God.
神不是一个名词而已,
not just a name.
神不是抽象的,
it's not abstract.
我们所相信的神乃是可以体验的。
The God that we believe in, you can experience Him.
我们用什么来体验?
What do we use to experience?
我们乃是用爱来体验。
To use love.
第三个, 我们要称颂主的全能。
And thirdly, we need to praise His authority.
这乃是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
所以我就用盼望来代表这一段的圣经。
So I use hope to represent this.
我们的盼望在哪里?
Where is our hope?
我们盼望不是一个心理作用,
it's not just something superstitious.
我们的盼望也不是抽象的,
it's not just abstract.
我们的盼望乃是要成就,
and our hope will be fulfilled.
在我们个人方面, 我们身体得赎,
and in our individual, our body will be redeemed.
我们得着的儿子的名分,
we will receive the sons of God.
在整个宇宙的当中, 我们看见神的宝在天上, 立定他的宝座,
that we can see that God will establish His throne in heaven.
他的权柄统管万有,
and His kingdom will rule over all.
在这一个时代里面, 我们实在不乏许许多多的怨言,
in this generation, we shouldn't complain so much.
我们在这一个时代的里面, 我们不得不有许多的忧虑。
And in this generation, we do have a lot of worries.
在这个时代的里面, 我们是战战兢兢的。
And we tremble in this generation.
我们可以说今天美国是很安定的。
We may say that it's very safe here in America.
但是我们不知道有一天什么事情临到我们的身上。
But we don't know one day what can happen to us.
但是在你我所相信神的里面。
But in the belief that we have in God,
我们相信神在天上立定宝座。
We believe that God had established His throne.
这个宝座乃是要统治整个宇宙。
And this throne will rule the whole universe.
人有时候用自己的聪明。
Sometimes we use our own cleverness.
人有时候自己用自己的能力。
And man uses his own effort.
想做一件事情。
To do something.
想改变一件事情。
To change something.
想做许多不法的事情,
and to do some of those lawless things. We like to walk on a crooked way. But God's way is straight and there's only one. And it's in our Lord Jesus Christ. All His plans is on this throne.
他在天上立定他的宝座,
so he established the throne in heaven. And this is the belief of our
David.
It's also my belief. It should be your belief. To believe that God has sovereignty. Everything is in His hands. We just bow down before Him. Earlier, I thought I would have more testimony. I think I have spoken too much. And time is up. And I just have a few more sentences. And earlier, I was reading Psalm 118. And this is the word that the Lord gave me when I was sick. After I went into the hospital the second day,
第一天神给我的话是诗篇103篇第三节到第五节。
The first day I was in the hospital, he gave me Psalm 103 from verse 3 to verse 5.
以后第二天, 冯师母就带了这一本圣经到医院。
And on the second day, Mrs. Feng brought this Bible to the hospital.
这一本圣经7块人民币。
And $7 $7.
因为它印得非常好，所以翻来翻去不会破。
It's a very good Bible, and you can open it and it won't tear.
所以我就用这一本圣经。
So I was using this Bible.
我没有其他的书。
I don't have any other book.
我虽然身体好像要动不了。
Even though my body seems like I cannot move.
但是我觉得我的脑筋还蛮清楚。
But I felt that I was still very clear on my mind. So I remind myself and remember the blessing that God had given me. So I read the Word of God. And late night, I would just write down something.
我就从诗篇143篇读到118篇。
So I read from Psalm 103 all the way to Psalm 118. These are all psalms of praise.
主耶稣最后给门徒也是唱这一段的诗歌。
And our Lord Jesus was singing with the disciples at the later time on this psalm.
所以我又想在这几篇的诗篇得到的安慰。
So I wanted to be comforted by some of these psalms and receive the words of the Lord. So on the second day, God gave me these words. And that's Psalm 118, verse 7. The Lord is with me, He is my helper. And taking refuge of the Lord is better than to trust in
man.
It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Verse 17 said, I will not die,
人要存活,
but live. And will proclaim what the Lord has done.
18节说, 耶和华是远远的惩治我。
And then at verse 18, the Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. The doctor saying that they cannot save me.
第一个晚上他就叫了另外一个医生, 犹太医生,
so they called to another doctor to come see me.
他预备给我把肚子那个开起来,
and he was going to open up my stomach.
看看为什么那个肠子不动了,
how come the intestine not moving?
我就跟他开玩笑,
so I was joking with him.
他也给我开玩笑,
and he was joking back too.
他说可能有一点点 bug 在里面,
there might be some bug in the intestine. Maybe after a few days it will be okay.
我就说过几天一定会好的,
and I told him, yeah, I'll be fine in a few days. Because God had given me the word.
他说,
and he said, even though he deal with me severely,
却未曾将我交于死亡,
but then has not given me over to death.
我虽然不能够说犯了很多的罪,
I would not say that I had sinned a lot. But this verse really gave a warning to me.
也是给我的安慰,
and also comfort me.
也是给我的应许的恩典,
and also give me the blessing of the promise.
是医生他们很忧愁的时候, 特别是在过了几天, 红血球一直的降低,
and they were very, the doctor was very sad, especially the red blood cell was coming down. And I feel like this doctor spoke too much. And now I heard that this doctor was very good.
我说啊,
and I felt that this doctor does not have faith.
我就想到本来是一天两天就出院,
I was thinking maybe just a day or two then I can leave the hospital. But then I stayed there for 8 days. And I speak the same to other doctors. I was the same to the nurses.
我说他太小心了,
I said he is of little faith.
他说我没有事,
he said that I have nothing wrong with me.
因为神有应许,
because God had the promise.
神有话语,
God had the words.
这里说耶和华出来远远地惩治我,
and said, the Lord had chastened me severely.
这个惩治不是刑罚,
this chastening is not a punishment.
在英文的里面就是他管教了,
and in English it had the meaning of discipline.
他的管教乃是要炼净我,
and his discipline is to purify me.
好像到年老的时候什么欲望都没有还要来炼净,
seems like in old age you have no other desire but still need to be purified.
但是我们里面仍然有许多的渣子,
but we still have some dirt in us.
我们常常还是会疏忽,
sometimes we will be we neglect it.
我们常常会偷懒,
and sometimes we will become lazy.
神借着这样的严重的病痛,
so with this sickness that once again I rely on him, that I think can be connected to him, and I cannot neglect myself and to neglect his grace. But he still has his grace. I just want to use a few more minutes.
他第三节说, 他赦免你一切的罪孽,
in verse 3 it said that he forgives all your sins and then heal all your diseases.
我虽然不觉得自己有错,
even though I don't feel like I have any wrong, but I still need the blood of Christ to continue to cleanse me. I need the forgiveness of the blood. And all these have double meanings. Not only he forgives all my sins,
下面说医治你的一切疾病,
and it continues to say to heal all your diseases.
哎呀,我就在跟神说,
so I talk to God,
主啊,你叫我的肚子不痛就好了,
just don't cause any pain in my stomach, that's good enough for me.
但是神应许我说,
But God promised that He will heal all my diseases. I didn't know that it was, my sickness was so serious. I felt like if I can just get out of the hospital, went back to my hometown, that would be good enough.
等我出院以后,
but after I left the hospital,
很奇妙的,
amazingly,
我想你们今天听我的声音是比较好一点。
I think you can hear my voice is pretty good today.
虽然还没有很流利,
even though it's not very smooth,
但是比前一次好得多,
but better than last time.
讲话的时候或者在家里的时候不断的要吐痰。
When I speak, you know, at home, I will have phlegm in me when I speak.
我在口袋里面要装很多的纸。
I have to have a lot of tissue paper in my pocket.
我也咬很多的口香糖。
And a lot of gum that I have to chew.
把我的痰吞下去。
So I can swallow my phlegm.
但是感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
我病后痰没有了。
After this, this has gone away.
我就想到了我的几天那个减了十磅。
And after, well, I didn't eat too much, so I lost about 10 pounds.
我可能就走不动了。
Maybe I cannot walk anymore.
神的应许是真的。
But the promise of God is real.
我出院以后，我就自己过了两三天，我就出去外面走。
And after I left the hospital, after a few days, I went out and walked by myself.
很奇妙，我以前的坐骨神经痛，一走了快一点，好像背整个就弯下去。
And before, it seems like when I walk, then my back will, after much walk, my back will curve.
我的风湿，我的坐骨神经也好了。
My arthritis and my nerve is all well now.
我可以走得很自由。
And can walk freely.
那下面说，他就是你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Later on, he said he redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. When he redeemed my life using his blood, he said I can't be separated from death. And then he crowned me with love and compassion.
我说这个是什么冠冕? 仁爱和慈悲。
I said, what kind of crown is this? Just love and compassion.
好像那个我不配的受这个仁爱和慈悲的冠冕。
He said, I'm not worthy to receive this crown.
但是我以后会想到,
but then when I think back,
我是天天地带着这个仁爱和慈悲的冠冕。
Every day I'm wearing this crown of love.
这个冠冕乃是恩典的冠冕。
And this crown is the crown of grace.
我很欢喜诗篇65篇。
I like Psalm 65 a lot.
到十二节里面说, 你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
In verse 12 it said that you will crown your year with your bounty.
我想那个白发是老人的冠冕。
I think the white hair is the crown of the old people.
但是世界的冠冕都要过去。
But the crown of the world will pass away.
但是虽然我过了年龄，头发那个
发白的时候，仍然他用恩典做我的冠冕。Even though I am old, that I have white hair, but He used still crown me with.
感谢神，他不但救我的免得死亡。Not
only thank God that not only He has saved me from death,
他也仁爱和慈悲做我的冠冕。He
also crowned me with love and compassion.
他以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
And he used crown my year with his bounty.
你的路径就滴下自由。
And then the cause will overflow with abundance.
在第五节说, 他愿美物使你所愿的得以知足。
And it said that he will satisfy you with good things in verse 5.
以致你如鹰发老还童。
So that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
我就想到神啊, 你给我什么美物?
And I was thinking, God, what kind of good things have you given me?
以前我最欢喜吃螃蟹吃虾。
Before I like to eat crab and shrimp.
可能吃的太多了，所以血管堵塞。
Maybe I have ate too much, and now my blood is vessels are clogged.
哎呀，这次病后以后就回到家乡。
So this time after I became sick, I went back to my hometown.
那真的每天晚上都是珍馐美味。
And it's true, every night we have a very nice meal.
我为着保护我的肠胃,
and in order to protect my intestines,
我不动手去夹许多的那个螃蟹跟虾,
I don't use to grab any crab or shrimp.
我就喝一点汤。
I just drink a little bit of soup.
我现在的食物什么是最好的食物呢?
So what's the best kind of food for me now?
不是世界上的美物。
It's not the good things of the world.
我现在只有米汤跟稀饭就好了。
Now it's just soup and porridge.
但是神应许说给我的美物。
But God promised that he will give me good things.
是在我得到了更美的食物。
And that's a better food.
也是说我就是生命的水。
And then saying, Jesus said that I am the living water.
人若喝我的水就永远不渴。
Those who drink my water will not be thirsty again.
我是生命的粮。
And I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Those who come to me will not be hungry again.
信我的永远不可。
Those who believe in me will not be thirsty again.
我感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
因着神的话。
Because of his words.
成了 我的美物,
it becomes good things for me.
我能够力量复原,
that I can renew.
我虽然不能够说好像法老反出,
even though I cannot say I'm like the child.
但是我经历到主耶稣复活的力量运行在我的身体的里面。
But I have experienced the power of resurrection of Christ in me.
叫我仍然的给弟兄姊妹。 一起的来分享主的恩典,
that I can share with you, brothers and sisters, about the blessing of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要常常数算主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we need to count the blessing of God.
我们要常常的抓住主的话语。
We need to continue to hold on to the word of God.
我们要常常称颂赞美主的名。
We need to always praise the name of the Lord.
这是神的恩典,
and this is the grace of God.
这是神的祝福,
and this is the blessing of God.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
虽然这笨口绝舌的人不会讲什么,
even though my tongue cannot speak of much,
当然求主的圣灵做感动的工作。
May your spirit do the work.
把曾经大卫所写的诗篇,
that the psalm that David had written,
也印在我们的心中,
to put it in our heart,
好让我们能够常常述算你的恩典,
so that we can always count your blessings,
能够抓住你的话语,
and to hold on to your word,
抓住你的应许,
to hold on to your promise,
完全依靠你,
to totally rely on you,
我们常常能够赞美你,
that we can praise you all the time,
颂赞你的名名,
and praise your name.
我们这样的祷告,
we pray all these. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.